Real Truth Daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. You have to admit that sometimes when you're praying, it may be tainted with doubt. You have to think about that. You may be saying, Lord, I'm not really sure that you can do this. Or, Lord, I'm going to ask you to do this, but you'll probably say no. Or, Lord, I'm not really sure that you're listening, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. These kinds of things. Now, we don't verbalize those things necessarily, but deep down in our heart, we may have that kind of attitude about prayer. Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 21, verses 20 and following. Listen to this. When the disciples saw it, namely, that Jesus had cursed this fig tree and it withered, when they saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Now, what is Jesus talking about here? He's not talking about literally saying, and I'm right here in front of the Flatirons, you know, here in Boulder. Hey, mountain, move. Jesus isn't talking about that, but he's talking about having enough faith where when you call upon God, you know if it is his will, he's going to come through. And you have no doubt, listen to that, no doubt about it. Now you think about the disciples, what they had in their future, great opposition. Great, many folks were saying, hey, shut up, don't talk about Jesus. And they knew that they were facing death. They had a lot of opposition based on what they were going to experience in their everyday life. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they hated what the disciples said. They hated what they proclaimed. And so there's this huge mountain of opposition that the disciples faced. However, what did they do? They went forward in faith. They realized that God could remove that opposition. And even if they had to be put to death for the sake of the gospel, they would be willing to do it because they trusted in the Lord. Their faith was not contaminated by doubt. So here it is for you. What are you facing in life that is needing a mountain moving prayer whereby you say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what you're going to say. I don't know what you're going to carry out in my everyday life. But there's one thing I know. There's mountains ahead of me and I'm going to call upon you. I'm not going to have any doubt. I'm going to trust in you implicitly in your word. And I'm going to leave this mountain that's in front of me up to you. And if you want to remove it, I know you can, because you are Almighty God and you can do anything at any time. My friends, this is what we're talking about when we talk about mountain moving prayer. It's saying to God, I know, not I'm not sure, or I have hesitations about, or I know that you can do this. I know that you're Almighty God. I know that you created the universe by the sound of your word. I know that you can do this. And Lord, I leave it up to you. If you want to remove this mountain that's in front of me, go ahead and do it. If you don't remove it, it's not because I'm praying with doubt. It's because you know what's best for me. And I trust you implicitly. When Jesus was talking about mountain moving prayer here, he was basically saying, when you pray, don't be filled with doubt. Don't enter that prayer life by saying, I'm really not sure. You're probably not listening, or I'm going to throw this out there, but you're not going to do what I say. No, he's saying, have confidence, have certainty that when you call upon God, he will listen. He will answer. He can do anything at any time. And we leave it up to him. I don't know what mountains you're facing today, if any. Let the Lord do the mountain moving in your life as you pray to him with sincere, undoubting faith. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.